Angels is a grassroots movement across the United States of America seeking to build a house united to, frankly, save our republic. This is an effort by people who would self-identify as conservative and others who would self-identify as liberal, with a mutual commitment to find common ground and to genuinely listen and then engage with one another across our currently polarized landscape. You can find it all at better-angels.org, better-angels.org. And joining me today, John Wood and Donna Murphy. Welcome to Mornings with Carmen.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning. All right, so I'm going to let each of you kind of self-identify and tell us why you are involved with Better Angels. John, go first.
Okay, absolutely. Well, yeah, pleasure to be on this morning. So I am, and when you say self-identify, I assume you mean politically speaking. So I'm a registered Republican, definitely lean conservative, consider myself to be a person of faith. And my commitment to Better Angels comes from the fact that I really do believe that the future of America rests not so much on our relationships to the President of the United States or the Congress or your favorite cable news pundit, but to our relationships with our neighbors and our fellow American people, to the members of our family who vote like us and who do not vote like us. And if we don't pay attention to the health of those relationships, everything we build on top of it politically crumbles. And I feel like we're seeing that right now in the way the country is interacting, because we are so distrustful of one another as Americans that we breed a politics that gives us that exact same contempt in return. So that's the sort of problem that we're looking to fix.
Donna?
Sure. So I am lead organizer, and I live in Fairfax, Virginia. My commitment began in the summer of 2017 when I was asked to organize a red-blue workshop in Leesburg, Virginia. I am a Democrat, and although I have conservative relatives up north, I had no red friends at all. And so I had to, in order to organize this workshop, break out of my blue bubble and find both conservatives and liberals to participate in this red-blue workshop. And I've been 110% involved in Better Angels ever since, and I'm a kind of a poster child for what Better Angels can do for people, because I went from having no conservative friends to having lots of conservative friends, including John Wood Jr., who I love to pieces. I don't agree with my conservative friends on some of the issues, but I really respect them.
And you could sit down and have table fellowship with them without there being a food fight or people all storming away from the table, angry and ruining Thanksgiving. Am I right?
We have broken bread together many times. Yes.
That's right. That's right. We try not to serve whole tomatoes on the table because it's easy to pick up and throw. But no, but Donna's absolutely right. The spirit of fellowship and friendship is real.
So I am equally committed to this common ground approach to conversation, to depolarization. I also recognize that I have a greater challenge talking with rabid conservatives on my own side of the aisle than I do talking with liberals on the other side of the aisle. I find it more challenging to have civil discourse with people who are taking positions on my side of the aisle, but the position that they are taking is so far to the right of where I am. I don't know. Have either of you experienced that? And could you help me?
Have we got a workshop for you, Carmen? It's called Depolarizing Within. And it's all about how to, first of all, depolarizing yourself. But the second half of it is what to do when you're with your in-group, your tribe, as it were. And it's one thing to talk about policies with each other and to denigrate policies on the other side or within your group. That's one thing. But when you go to the ad hominem attacks, like, those people are all raving morons, they're all idiots, right? Then we teach a process, and it's called LAPP. So you listen, you acknowledge, then you pivot and offer a new perspective. it's not easy, okay? We teach the skills, and especially we teach them so that you are not cast out from your own in-group, viewed as a traitor, as it were, if you offer a different opinion. But it's a great process to be able to pivot the conversation away from the rabid attacks.
It is good that you make that point, Carmen, because when we think about the difficulty in sort of finding that kind of what we call patriotic empathy with the person on the other side of the aisle, we do tend to sort of overlook the fact that the risk there is not just being judged by someone with a different opinion than you, but by someone with the same opinion who thinks that you shouldn't be, fraternizing with the enemy, so to speak, right? And so, yeah, that's absolutely something that many of us get in Better Angels, and I think beyond. But ultimately, it sort of goes to the importance of us being able to set the right example. Again, not just for folks who disagree with us, but for our fellow kind of political and philosophical travelers, as it were, to sort of let folks know that, hey, it's not – you don't sell out your convictions, right, by demonstrating, honestly, in my opinion, a more Christ-like way of behaving towards folks on the other side. Rather, you show the power of your moral point of view, that you can hold it while still treating your neighbor with dignity and respect. And if we can inspire people who think like us to behave in that way, we take a massive step towards making this country a more perfect union.
I appreciate that one of the things you've already pointed out is our tendency to fall into, utilize, or abide the use of these fallacies like ad hominem attacks. I really appreciate that. We try to point those out here on the show when we see them utilized, and I try to say, now look, that's a straw man. That's clearly not an accurate representation of someone else's position in this. That's not the argument they would be making if they were here to make the argument themselves. But I think that I'll specifically just say, as Christians, it's also dishonest. And so one of the things I really appreciate about the approach that you all are taking, because I would call when you talk about like making listening, acknowledging, pivoting, and then offering a new perspective, I think that I would just call that the way Jesus did almost everything. He asked good questions. He listened intently to people. He acknowledged the reality that they were living in. He then made a pivot toward a kingdom perspective and tried to really draw people into a different way of seeing themselves, the world around them, and the possibilities or opportunities available. I kind of call that reframing. And so I love this model that you all are using, not only to help us see one another clearly as like fellow citizens and fellow image bearers, like, right, everyone has the dignity of who they are and their own their thoughts and their convictions and their conscience, but then also very concrete, tangible what do we call them, practices, not just principles, but actual practices that we could use around the dinner table or in conversations with others in community and in work. We have to take a quick break, but let's continue this conversation in just a moment. These representatives from Better Angels are here, John Wood Jr. and Donna Murphy. You guys can find them at better-angels.org. I'm inviting everyone into this effort to depolarize our nation. So better-angels.org. We'll be right back. Continuing my conversation with representatives from Better Angels. Again, you can find it at better-angels.org. John Wood Jr. and Donna Murphy, again, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm going to invite the two of you to talk about maybe what's one thing that is offered through Better Angels that somebody listening right now could take hold of and utilize, immediately in their own life, but then also maybe invite into their community and or their church?
Well, I have a quick answer for that, and it's piggybacking off of the last thing that you said. You talked about the way Jesus communicated in the gospel, Carmen, the way he would frame things in a way that sort of invited a higher level of conversation. And one thing you'll notice about Jesus in the gospel is that the way he communicates is by asking questions, One of the ways you know that Jesus is the Son of God, because rather than coming in and telling everybody how to think, he's actually asking questions, inviting people to think, right? And in our own context, in our own little way, that's exactly what we do in Better Angels Red Blue Workshops. It's a very close part of what we do. We show people how to ask questions in a way to where, just say, for instance, if you're a red, you would, in talking to a blue, not say something along the lines of, well, why do you think the government should solve all your problems, but rather ask a question like, well, why do you see the role of government the way you do? And it may seem like a small tweak, but the difference in terms of the ability of that kind of communication to invite a real constructive dialogue that becomes rooted in understanding is tremendous. And so in participating in our workshops and bringing them to your community as a moderator or an organizer, we find the opportunity, you bring the opportunity to share these sorts of skills and this culture of communication with your family and your neighbors in a way that can move this, in a way that can move this republic forward.
And I will also mention in our skills workshop that we teach skills on how to listen. So I have to tell you, before I took that workshop, I would ask a question of someone on the other side, but I wouldn't listen to their answer. I'd be back inside my head thinking, okay, what am I going to say next that's just going to totally decimate them and show them they're entirely wrong, right? Well, and of course it doesn't work, right? So instead, we teach paraphrasing. So you say something, you ask a question, and then you paraphrase what the person said back to them. Well, in order to do that, you've got to listen to them, right? You have to listen and then tell them back, I think what you're saying is, am I getting that right? Well, listening, my gosh, it's such a beautiful thing. Because when you listen to them, they're more likely to listen to you. And it's a lot more respectful conversation.
That's right.
So I think that, you know, in terms of courses I took in seminary, that would be called active listening, where I am not just listening to gather, gather fodder for my my attack, but that I'm going to listen in such a way that seeks to not only hear what you're saying, but hear the heart out of which you're saying it. And I think that connects what you have said, Donna, with what John just said, because it occurs to me that if I'm asking a question that's not just open-ended, but I'm asking a question that invites you to tell me a story about who you are and why you think the way you think, I am going to begin to see you as something other than just, you know, flat red or flat blue. I am going to begin to see you as a multidimensional person, like as a real person.
Mm-hmm. 100%. No, that is absolutely, absolutely correct, Carmen. That's sort of the three-dimensional sort of nature of the type of conversations we build up at Better Angels. Active listening and conscientious questioning. And within that, relationships and friendships unfold that defy what you thought was possible going into it. So it really is miraculous what it is we can build with each other in terms of a spirit of fellowship, even in the midst of impeachment hearings and these political debates and all the nastiness that we see. Because at the end of the day, the love that God has put in our hearts towards one another really is powerful enough to transcend our differences. And that's just what we see every day.
And one of my favorite questions that going along with what Carmen said that we ask sometimes in Better Angels is, tell me an experience that has helped cause you to believe what you believe. Well, there you go. Now when someone starts to talk about their lived experience, you just learn so much from them and about them. I'll never forget, I was in a workshop, I asked that question to someone who is a conservative, and she said, I grew up on a farm in North Dakota, and we had to be resilient, we had to be self-reliant, and so that's colored how I view politics. And the light bulb went off in my head, and I said, wow, that's interesting. I didn't have that experience. And not having had an experience that someone else has had can cause a blind spot, right? I never grew up in an inner city, in a big city. I happened to have two very loving parents who had plenty of money. So there's certainly plenty of experiences I have not had that can cause blind spots in how I look at things.
I think one of the things you're pointing out there, Donna, is I cannot I really cannot assume anything going into a conversation about someone else's lived experience, because the outward signs that I might be getting about someone are not necessarily going to communicate today what that person has experienced along the way. Their genuine social location, their genuine set of principles and priorities and ideas and ideologies and history and all of that. I have to ask. I have to listen. I have to learn. I have to learn their story in order that I can understand why they think the narrative should be the way they think it should be in our nation today. I am wondering if the two of you, because we're out of time today, but I hope that we can continue to till the soil of this conversation. I think this is really a helpful demonstration to others about how to do exactly, this is modeling exactly what we hope people will do, which is listen to one another and learn how to ask good questions. I love the conscientious questioning language. I'm going to totally steal that.
It's yours.
So we're going to direct people to better-angels.org. Better Angels is on Facebook. They're on Twitter. They're on Instagram. I would encourage you to connect with them where you're most comfortable doing so. But get connected. Get access to the resources. Invite Better Angels into the conversations in your community, and use what they're offering to depolarize this nation, that we might indeed become this better union. So thank you, John Wood Jr. and Donna Murphy. Thank you so much for being with us today and for what you do every day.
You're most welcome.
Thank you, Carmen.
Really appreciate it. We'll be right back.